Chapter 23, The Decline and Fall of Israel. The closing years of the Kingdom of Israel were marked with violence and bloodshed not witnessed even in the worst periods under the house of Ahab. For two centuries the 10 tribes had been sowing the wind, now they were reaping the whirlwind. King after king was assassinated. They made kings, but not through me, the Lord declared of the godless usurpers. They set up princes, but without my knowledge, RSV. Those who should have stood before the nations of earth as the depositaries of divine grace dealt treacherously against the Lord and with one another. Through Hosea and Amos, God sent message after message, urging repentance and threatening disaster. Ye have plowed wickedness, declared Hosea, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. In a morning shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off. Unable to discern the disastrous outcome of their evil course, the 10 tribes were soon to be wanderers among the nations. Some leaders felt keenly their loss of prestige and wished that this might be regained. But they continued in iniquity, flattering themselves that they would attain the political power they desired by allying themselves with the heathen, making a covenant with the Assyrians. The Lord had repeatedly set before the 10 tribes the evils of disobedience. But notwithstanding reproof and entreaty, Israel had sunk still lower in apostasy. The Lord declared, My people are bent on turning away from me, RSV. The iniquity in Israel during the last half century before the Assyrian captivity was like that of the days of Noah. In their worship of Baal and Ashtoreth, the people severed their connection with all that is uplifting and ennobling and fell an easy prey to temptation. The misguided worshippers had no barrier against sin and yielded themselves to the evil passions of the human heart. The prophets lifted their voices against the marked oppression, flagrant injustice, luxury and extravagance, the shameless feasting and drunkenness, and the gross licentiousness. But in vain were their protests. Him that rebuketh in the gate, declared Amos, they hate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Finally, nearly all the inhabitants of the land had given themselves over to the alluring practices of nature worship. Forgetting their Maker, Israel deeply corrupted themselves.